then.
I'm telling you, no. I'm going to tell you why. I'm answering your question before you get there. Where was Adam created?
No, it's fine.
First of all, you got to believe or not believe.
Yeah, see.
And so if we ain't going where I'm going, then we can't have this conversation.
Fair enough.
And I love you anyway.
Amen.
Where are you?
Where am I?
You have the, did God create Adam?
Do what you got to do.
Are you an Adam and Eve guy? Are you God created? Or do you believe in God?
Oh, Rex, look at his face.
I pray sometimes.
Okay, so you're out of the loop too.
But,
we can't have this conversation. But you see where I was going.
I was going to try to tell you
that what is created in mankind, regardless of the way you believe, it has nothing to do with it.
Where was Adam created?
Well,
and I'll be your money.
Sounds like, especially the IRS right now.
Where?
Where are you going to be?
No. Outside of the garden.
Okay.
He was transported into the garden.
What is a trespass? That somebody walked on your
property? Adam was created a wild man. A man of love of the heart, of adventure, of like, oh.
What happened now?
Stop torturing the guests.
I told you, he does this.
No,
and he started talking about Jesus.
And
this is a beautiful thing. Here he is talking about Jesus and God.
What I'm saying is good, though. He didn't know this. He did not answer the question, and then I was able to tell him where Adam was created. He didn't know the answer. He is learning.